We now talk with the head coach of the Fertile Beltrami Falcons, Coach Neil Steffes. And Coach, what a ball game, back and forth. You got down early 6-0, but then battled back and were able to build a 9-point lead at halftime. And I thought Preston Hansen had a great first half for you, especially.
Yeah, you know, he played really well in the first half. Used his size, hit a couple shots, hit 1-3, and you know, I thought some of our kids off the bench came in and really provided a spark. I thought Breyer Strem played really well. I thought Easton Petrie really played well. He had a big three in the first half as well. And Cody Updahl came off the bench and played well. And we needed that. You know, a couple of our guys kind of had a down night tonight. And, you know, so I told them afterwards, you got teammates to pick you up. And those guys picked those guys that, you know, kind of struggled a little bit tonight up.
Well, and that was the real cool thing throughout the game. As you said, it was a complete team effort, and everybody that played gave you huge plays and really gave everything they had. And I thought defensively you played pretty solid for most of the game.
Yeah, we did. There were a few times that they got to the rim, and, you know, our idea was, you know, not to help too much because, you know, obviously you saw today Erickson, he can really shoot the ball, and, you know, he got some looks, but... You know, overall, I thought we did a good job of containing Sunby, and, you know, they only scored 53 or whatever it was. But, yeah, defensively we played solid, but, you know, we're going to have to be better on Wednesday.
This year it's a little different with the playoffs. You have the shot clock, and so you were able to milk down the shot clock towards the end of the game, and you're able to hit some huge free throws with Sunby in the final 30 seconds, and a lot of big plays at the end.
Yeah, we needed all the free throws, and, you know, like you said, off air, we had the right guy at the line. You know, he's about an 80% free throw shooter, so you like him at the line, and we were able to get him the ball, and they had to foul him, and he made him. You know, I thought, you know, we made some mental errors at the end. We wanted to foul on the other side of half court. We let the guy just go, and so, yeah, we got to, like I said, shore some things up, but, you know, this time of year, you get a win, it's a win, and you're happy because you're moving on.
Well, and that's the key, and you knew into this quarterfinals, these all four games could be exactly like this, very close, and it's going to be a hard battle. That's going to be the case the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean, now you get down to the final four, you're going to have a lot of good teams, and you're going to have to play at a high level, and, you know, hopefully our kids are up to the task, and we can do that.
And this is why you played a very difficult schedule, especially at the end of the year, to get you ready for this gauntlet, which you had a heck of a gauntlet at the end of the regular season, too.
Yeah, we tried to shore up our schedule and get some good teams on there. You know, we went to Cherry and played Cass Lake, who's probably playing as good as anybody right now. They're going to be hard to beat. And, you know, we had Red Lake County and we had Greg Legatsky, and they were all away games. And so, you know, it hopefully prepared our kids for battles and... you know, hopefully it's going to pay off in the end.
Overall thoughts on the game? Obviously happy with the win?
Yeah, we're happy. But like I said, there's things that we didn't do very well either. And so we're going to have to shore some of those things up. And, you know, hopefully the kids kind of figure those things out in a couple days. And, you know, we'll be back here to play, you know, either Red Lake County or Warren. And that's not going to be easy. So, you know, hopefully we can get ourselves ready. And, you know, hopefully we get another win.
Coach.
Go ahead.
Coach, congratulations on the win, and we'll see you Wednesday.
All right, thanks.